WSDM 993, portable and monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
WSAA 336, Chuck, WSDM 993 mobile copy. Good morning to you.
Morning, Chad. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Just getting my day started today. How are you doing this morning?
Real good. Me too. Just getting going. Well, I've been up since 6, but yeah, just starting my day, really.
Roger that. Any plans today at all, or just kind of doing stuff around the house and stuff, or any plans, or just kind of hanging out?
Well, I got a couple things to do around here always, but time will tell. We'll see how it goes.
Happy that. Yeah, today they got the Cinco de Mayo parade going on today at 11 o'clock here in Saginaw. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that sounds like... that's probably what they do, right? Closer to the actual day, they probably do that. I didn't realize that. Over.
I copy that. Yeah, today is the big day for the parade downtown there. You know, they got the parade going down the road there and stuff. Starts at 11, but, yep, definitely. They normally have a pretty good turnout from what I can remember.
Yeah, copy. So what do you got going today? Anything good?
Probably, if it doesn't rain today, probably a little bit later on, probably do some, cut the lawn or whatever and whatnot, but other than that, that's pretty much really about it.
Yeah, the grass loves this weather, the cool, wet, damp. It loves it, man. I mowed it less than a week ago. Actually, you needed it yesterday, but yeah, I think I'll probably try to get that done today or tomorrow also.
I heard that tomorrow and I think like Monday and Tuesday or whatever, somebody was telling me that it was supposed to rain or something pretty heavy, I guess, from what I heard. I don't know, but that's just what I heard.
Yeah, that's what my uncle said too, but I don't know, I pull up the radar and they don't look, I mean, it was just cloudy. Now, yeah, they're calling for 40% tomorrow now, they changed all that.
Roger that, good old bipolar Michigan for you when it comes to the weather, you know, gotta love it.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting hammered south of us down near Detroit. They're getting hammered right now. Glad it's down there.
Yeah, copy that. When do you think maybe one of these times we could maybe possibly meet up for coffee or something? When do you think you might be able to get that in your schedule by chance?
Yeah, I'm just starting to get Mom settled in. I can leave her for short periods of time, but we were running into some issues, so that's why I was kind of had to hang around the house, you know.
Sure, just you and her there then, pretty much, then?
No, my wife's here, too, but she's got things to do also, you know. We're both taking care of elderly parents, and they got appointments like crazy, and then, you know, between work and that kind of stuff, it's, it, you know, it ties up your day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure, definitely. Yep, for sure, I hear ya.
Yeah, I was, I'm trying to take care of her, and, I'm trying to do a couple jobs, but it's real tough. I can't get her to sit still, you know. She wants to get up and do things, and I can't, I can't trust her that she's not going to fall or whatever, so, yeah, it's getting better, though. I think she's getting the hang of it, and hopefully soon, my friend.
All right, yeah, I was just wondering, you know, no rush or whatever, just, you know, when you can get some time or something, hopefully we can, you know, do that or whatever, but, yeah, I heard you out there this morning. I just wanted to jump in and say good morning and say hello and stuff, so definitely let you get back to your business and let you take care of what you need to take care of, and we'll definitely probably holler at you a little later or something if you're around, whatnot, so you definitely take care. Have a good one, Chuck, and we'll do it again. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring mobile after your final.
Yeah, for sure, Chad. We'll keep plugging away, and I will be on later for sure. In fact, I got this other antenna I was going to try to work on and see if I can't get it to. It's a CB antenna, but I don't know if I can convert it to the other one or not. It's just basically a magnetic like I have, but I don't know if the fittings are the same where I can put a GMRS antenna on it, you know what I mean? So I was going to give that a whirl, but probably just hook up one of my bow fangs to it and see if, make sure it don't get hot or anything, you know. I don't have a meter, but... That's coming to one of these days. I'll pick one of those up. You have a great day. This is WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
This is WSBW 226.
Go ahead, 226.
Yeah, I heard you mention that you were thinking about converting a CB antenna over to GMRS. Did I hear correctly?
Yes. I didn't know if maybe I could put an antenna, a GMRS antenna, on top of a base, a magnetic base, over.
Okay, very interesting. Well, it's worth a try. Sometimes the bases have loading coils in them, which would render it useless for GMRS, but you won't know unless you try. And maybe you can, in your travels, you can run across an antenna analyzer, like maybe a rig expert. They can be a little on the pricey side, but it's a lifetime investment. Get one that goes over 470 megahertz. That'd be like an AA600, I think. Actually, I think they're like 660s now or something like that. But it'll tell you exactly what the antenna will radiate at resonantly. Maybe there's someone around that can help you out, too, that has one.
Is that like a WSM, or, I'm sorry, SWR meter?
It is and it isn't. An SWR bridge, you have to put in line from the transmitter to the antenna. The antenna analyzer you do not use the transmitter. You connect it directly to the antenna. Matter of fact, you don't even want a transmitter around, turned on, because transmitters can blow out the front end of antenna analyzer. But the antenna analyzer will sweep the frequencies that the antenna you're checking are resonant on. They're very handy. And in so doing, you can tell whether an antenna is too long or too short, or if it's just hopelessly off frequency.
Copy that. Antenna analyzer.
Yeah, a lot of people are using the nano VNAs. I think it's a, I can't tell you a whole lot about them. I hear the guys talking about them. I think they're cheaper than the Rig Experts. Rig Experts can cost you hundreds of dollars depending on what you're looking at. I think the nano VNA is priced in a range where the average person can get one. But there's probably people on frequency that know more about those than I do.
Copy that. Thanks a lot for the info. And can you give me your call sign one more time?
Yeah, it's WSBW226. Name here is John, and I'm mobile in Flint right now. I use my Rig Expert to tune up my antennas. I have long wire antennas, and it works great on 2 meters. The one I have will go up to 600 megahertz, so it's very nicely suited for GMRS as well.
This is what I love about this radio connection. I tell you what, you can talk to people, and this is what is exciting for me about the radio business, you know. This is really, really exciting now that I know this, and I really appreciate your time. And this is WSAA336, and my personal is Chuck.
Very good, Chuck. My pleasure. It's always nice to make new acquaintances on the air here. I think you could probably get on YouTube and check out Nano VNAs as well as Rig Experts. There are other ones too, but that just happens to be my favorite. So catch you later, unless you got some more questions or want to chat some more. This is WSBW226.
No, I guess that's about it. That'll wrap it up for now. Gives me a lot to think about. Thanks a lot, 226, John. And this is WSAA336, clear and monitoring.
Catch you later, Chuck.
WSBT544, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, 544, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad, just got off of work, headed home, ready to hit that pillow.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I got up a few hours ago. I'm doing a hay run for my cattle. And, of course, then I got to rush downstate, so I'm doing 100 miles an hour everywhere I'm going, trying to get everything done all at once.
Yeah, that was me yesterday. While I was trying to sleep, got a phone call and had to make an unexpected trip up towards Midland, and got tied up with that for a while, and came home, closed my eyes for about a half an hour, then it was time to go back to work.
Yeah, I remember when I was a little younger I could do that, and it never bothered me, but I hate to admit, like getting older, it gets a little bit harder. It's easier to stay in bed and sleep just a few more winks.
Yeah, I can relate to that. There's been a couple nights where I barely made it in on time. Fortunately, you know, if I'm a few minutes late, nobody really cares too much about it, because it's not a consistent thing, but I don't like to do that if I can avoid it.
No, being punctual is a good thing. I learned that at a real young age. Back, of course, when I started working, it's not like nowadays. I mean, back then, they if you didn't show up on time enough, you didn't have a job. Now, they're willing to do just about anything to keep people employed.
Yeah, now they got this crazy thing. You can no-call, no-show 3 days in a row, and they can't touch you.
Yeah, it's a crazy world we're living in. It's hard to adjust to because I just did not grow up like this. So, but anyways, hey, I'm getting to my destination here to get my hand picked up. So, go ahead and get yourself some shut eye, and hopefully you feel good when you wake up and regain all your energy back and do it all over. WSET 544, clear on your final.
Perfect timing because I'm about to pull in my driveway myself. Have yourself a good one. Have a safe day. Safe travel on the roads there. Let's do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We are clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. WSBM 993. Copy.
993 from 810. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, my friend. Just wanted to jump in there real quick before you get ready to sign out. Say good morning to you. Glad you made it home safe. Go in there and get some of that shut-eye, like the other guy said there, and get some good rest. Just wanted to jump in and say good morning, say hello, my friend, and we'll definitely do it again. But until then, you take care and enjoy your rest and your rest of your day today, and we'll talk with you probably a little later or something. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
I appreciate the shout out there. Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Have a good day. Be safe out there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 clear.
Power. AS 504. WSOG 793. A lot of static is back on the
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WSFZ 793 Monterey.
Wow,
hey Mike, what's up?
Nothing.
Alright, get yourself in your sweet spot, man, you're breaking up.
I shouldn't be breaking up, I'm on a mountain right here.
Well, it's rough. It's breaking up a bit and it's noisy.
How about now? I'm moving in a different spot.
Yeah, there you go, man. Real good. Sounding really good there, okay. Or you were. Anyway, so what's Mike been up to?
Work, work, and more work. That's all.
So you're saying all work, no play, eh?
Yeah, don't play.
And when they say there, that little quote Tuco from the movie The Good, Bad, and the Ugly, he says, if you work for a living, then why do you kill yourself working?
Sound of power, what?
Now, I got to be honest with you, man. I'm trying hard to decipher you, because the one time back there, just a little while ago, you sounded good. And I don't know, now it's like all broke up. Usually you come in pretty good. All the other times I've talked to you, you know, very little problems. I don't know. And maybe just the conditions today. Oh, Mike, I'll speak on you when conditions get a little better. I don't know. I'm just having a hard time picking you out. Like I said, I hate to tell you that, but you got to be honest with you. So I'll catch you in a bit. WSFZ 793, I'm monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSHR 566, you got a copy. This is WRWV 49.
WRVY 365, requesting signal text. WRVY 365. Station calling your digital.
Yeah, come on, Mike. I can just make you out. Go ahead.
Just make me out, eh? I was on the Troy repeater just a minute ago, and everybody says I was Q5 there. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you were coming in good just now. Came in pretty good, but you started breaking up at the end there.
Let me switch over to the Detroit and see.
gun to Detroit now?
Well, I just from 20, I can't, I just have received it. Okay, so, you want to try the, you want to cue inside of the, Troy?
Okay, I'm on my way with Troy. Station 448, WSSZ
793. WSZ 996, Mike. WRWB 49, are y'all still Mike? No passing WRWB 49, it's WSBQ 996, we'd be monitoring.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Radio check, radio check.
Radio check, do you have a call sign, WSBM 993?
Yes, WSDJ 510.
510, we can hear you loud and clear. I'm over here in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. You're coming in pretty good over here. Copy that?
Yeah, coming in real good. Close to Southgate, Michigan here. Coming in real good.
Yeah, yep, you're sounding pretty good yourself, definitely. No problem. WSBM 993 clear.
Hello, anybody out there?
You sound good, big dog.
I do. Who's who's out there that called me Big Dog?
WSHW556, mobile and monitoring.
WSBM 993 to Dave 793, are you monitoring?
I'm here.
You're here? Where are you at? WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
This is WSGD 419 monitoring.
Is Jack out there?
WSBR 566 to WSSG 244, yeah, copy.
How's it going out there, Kevin? WSBM 993 mobile.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, just sitting back here relaxing the waves, and mother-in-law went to my daughter's wedding shower today, so just sitting back here, so I thought I'd give a shout-out to Sherman. How you doing?
Roger that, I hear ya. Doing all right, my friend. How's things going out your way? Pretty good?
Yeah, can't complain. Things are pretty good now. I was sick for a couple of days, but I'm a little bit better now. But, yeah, just sitting around at the house here by myself, so have some my time.
Roger. You on your hand held, or are you on a base or mobile? You're really staticky right now, kind of hard to read you. Kind of real staticky right now at the moment if you're on that handheld.
How do I sound now?
There you go, 100% better.
I just moved to the couch, from the couch to my back window, or facing the county building, so that's probably why. And I got my wallet camera on, too, my whip camera on, too.
Roger that, I hear ya. Yeah, it sounds a lot better now. There for a little bit, it was kind of staticky.
Yeah, copy that.
That's going back staticky again. But anyways, man, just wanted to jump in there real quick and say howdy to you, man. I hadn't talked to you in a while. Wanted to say hello. But you enjoy your Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and have yourself a good one, Kevin. We'll definitely do it again soon. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Good talking to you there, Chad. Have a great day and a good evening, and hope to talk to you soon. WSHR 566 clear and monitoring.
WSBH 922 radio check.
Radio check sounding real good over this way, WSBM 993, copy. Copy that there, station requesting for radio check.
WSBH 922 radio check.
922, go ahead, radio check there. 922, WSBM 993, copy.
Thanks, Chad. I'm just trying out a new bull thing here. How's it sounding?
Sounded pretty good. I think you reached out a little bit ago for a radio check, and I responded back to you, but I didn't get any correspondence back. But, I think that was you asking for a check just a little bit ago, but didn't get no correspondence back when I tried to reach you. But, yeah, it sounded pretty good, though, Greg.
Yeah, that was me. I didn't have the receive frequency programmed right, so I couldn't hear you, but obviously you could hear me. All right, my friend, thank you for the radio check. WSG92, I'll be clear.
Do that, Greg, anytime, my friend. You take care. Have yourself a good rest of your day. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
RUU 850.
WSGG 772 monitoring.
WSIA 776, standing by.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSI 776, monitoring.
WSET 544, WQZJ 969, copy. WSET 544, cleared.
WRWR 357 monitoring.
Today. You sound a little garbled. Are you at home? Are you on the road?
How's that? That better?
Yeah, that's better, sir.
Roger, roger. How are you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Tony and my mother just got back from my daughter's wedding shower, and I guess it was a disaster. I guess Tanya's uncle and the aunt came, and they brought this one old guy with them. His name, they call him Jack, and I guess he ain't doing too good. And Caitlin didn't want no men there, basically. And the guy comes in with one of those characters, and it's hanging there. And I don't have to tell you anymore, do you? And they were so embarrassed and everything. And my daughter Caitlin was so upset. She had a glass in her hand, and I guess it broke and cut her hand. And I don't know how bad it is. I don't think it's that bad, so.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. That don't sound good.
No, I've been trying to get a hold of her because I ordered some Firebolt shirts from Detroit, Firebolt 1, Firebolt 2, for me and Tanya, and I got one for my future son-in-law, because he went with me that 1 year to the Firebolt, and I've been wanting to get him one, so I tried calling them both, but they're probably busy right now, you know, bringing all the gifts home and stuff.
What, did you buy them from the Fireman's Fund?
Yeah, I bought them from the Fireman's Fund. Usually I have my friend Jerry, he's a Detroit fireman, and he's on our department part-time, and he'll usually say, Kevin, I'm going to the fund, you need anything? But I didn't bother with them this time, I just ordered them, and I had them in a couple of days, so yeah. They're pretty cool shirts.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't bought anything from the fund in a while, or anything Detroit. Question for you. Engine 51, you had a friend that has a rep of it. Does he still have a replica? You still have a friend that has a replica of Engine 51?
That's a friend of my friend Jeff Yarwick. He used to be on Clinton Township Fire. Then he was our state representative. Now he's on New Haven Fire. But yeah, he still has it. As a matter of fact, last year I went up there and helped him wax it and stuff. And he usually puts it in the Frankenmuth Parade. But the last couple of 3 years he hasn't done it. And last year he couldn't do it because he was getting his kitchen remodeled, so I don't know if he's going to do it this year, but yeah, he still got it.
Very cool. Yeah, I'll tell Kelly about it. And then there's a guy around here that has a replica of Squad 51. That'd be cool if they get them side by side or together.
Yeah, last year at the Fireman's Fund, 51 like Jeff there, and I said, what the heck, what did Jeff do, give me the shaft, but no, so I don't know where the guy was from, but yeah, Engine 51, and then the squad, the first year I seen that squad, or probably the same one, the guy had just gotten it painted and bought it up there, and he had the dictaphone that they used, and they had the helmets, and I mean, Sherman, if you've seen this up close, and okay, you swear it was the one from the TV show. That's how realistic it was from the show.
Yeah, I saw it at Goodall's last year at the flea market in Goodall, which is coming up very soon. So hopefully it'll be there again, and it'll be better turnout than it was last year. They barely had anything. Last year, I think they only had one barn full of stuff, so hopefully this year will be better turnout.
Yeah, I didn't go last year, but I went the year before. I think I asked you if you were going, and I think I missed you, but the last time I went, they didn't have a lot of stuff. I was talking to the guys at Box 42, and they said, yeah, they're getting low turnout, and something that they want to move it, I don't know, but they're charging $5 to get in that thing now. And like I said, you go in there and they only have one barn and some stuff outside. I mean, to me, that's not even worth it.
No, it's not. So, I'll go by there if this year there's anything happening, I'll go in. If not, there's there in Utica, they've got a big flea market, and my friend Eric will be there with his diecast and stuff, so that's where I found, many years ago, I found an old Detroit EMS patch, one of the first ones, and it was just at the flea market, it was just a plain old flea market, but I still have it today.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe going next weekend, I don't know yet, I mean, like you say, it all depends, but, you know, you go in there, you pay the $5, they ain't going to let you go in there and then pay the $5, so I don't know.
I think it might be a good turnout because they're celebrating Friday night. They've got a thing for Bill Eisner showing all his photographs and stuff.
Yeah, the Fireman's Fund just did a thing. If you go on Box 42, Shane, I think you'll see it. They did a memorial for him at some bar. I don't think it was the bar over here by the engine house. There's another one on Harper. I forget what they call it. I was in there one time. I think it might have been that one, but they had a memorial there. They had his urn there, and they had the pictures of him and all the different people that he worked with. And Shannon Moran, she was real close with him, I guess. I don't think he had that much family, but Shannon, I don't know if you know Shannon, but she's a lieutenant in Detroit, and she works at the Fireman Fund, so who knows, the Fireman Fund might be there next Saturday, too, selling their stuff.
Well, that'd be cool. Well, maybe you and I get together and go out there and meet somewhere. But, yeah, I don't know if you know Nicole. She works for MedStar Ambulance. She's been with them forever. She's, her last name used to be Plowman. It's not Plowman anymore.
Yeah, I know Nicole real well. Yeah, I'm friends with her. She's friends with that Shannon, too, so.
Yeah, she did a post on Facebook about it that she knew, I guess, the wife here, too. So, yeah, and she mentioned Shannon also.
Yeah, you're breaking up bad again, Sherman. I don't know if you're outside or if you're just walking around with your...
Yeah, you are too a little bit. So, yeah, it's probably the weather.
Yeah, I talked to, what did I talk to earlier? Oh, I talked to Chad. I was sitting in the living room there, and I went to, he said I sounded kind of garbage, and I went to the sliding door window facing the pound gear, and it came in pretty good, so...
Yeah, if you see right where you are right now, you're fine. But yeah, you're... I heard you bits and pieces, but I understood you.
How do I sound now, all right?
Yeah, you got a little bit of popcorn, but yeah, no, you sound great. See where you are.
I think after I did this communication feed her, I think maybe I'll look into getting an antenna like that. I heard Dave talking today. He's got one that's got on a base like you do, you know, with a metal base on it, like you said, put it on a pan or something like that. I just got to figure out where I'm going to put it in the house, because I really don't want to put it outside.
Yeah, copy that. I'm just talking off the balcony, and I'm just pointing it towards, I'm pointing it north towards the repeater there in Mayville.
Yeah, I probably would have to do that too in the back room here, but I don't know if Tanya will let me put that thing in the back front room here. So I don't know, maybe I'll try to put it in my fire room. It might work in there. You know, I don't know. I'll have to see.
What direction does your fire room face?
It goes to the north, and then, like I said, the back of the house goes to the south. Probably the back of the room back here would be the best place.
You might have to experiment with it. You never know.
Yeah, that's where I'll have to. Yeah, when I get ready, I'll get a hold of you or Dave so you guys can put me in the right direction with the distance of what I need. But I want to get that unit seat, and I want to get that thing running and going too. So hopefully Monday I'll have it working.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, have a program for Macomb County, St. Clair County, Wayne County, whatever you want. So I'll put it in different zones.
Yeah, that's what Paul's going to do for me, he said. He's going to do that, put them in. He says, I'll give you as much as I can. He just thought I had the dual band where, you know, it could do the one, VHF, or, yeah, I think it's VHF. But I said, no, I said, I got the bail thing for that, but he said he's hoping here in a couple years or maybe less that the town will go to 800, then won't have to worry about it no more.
WRUC-283.
Go ahead, 283. Good afternoon, WSCU-844.
Yeah, very good. I'm in here at Small Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. I'm in Elmont. So I was wondering how my radio is situated as a repeater.
A little bit of popcorn there, but yeah, you're understandable. Are you off the Mont Clemens repeater or Mayville?
No, I'm going into the Mount Clemens repeater. I think Mayville, what's Mayville? Because maybe it'd be better to go into that one.
Yeah, it's a hit and miss. You're probably in the middle between Mount Clemens and the Mayville. Mayville repeater is north of Lapeer. It's Tuscola County.
Yeah, okay. It's probably better just be on Mount Clemens because I usually, when I'm driving, I go south. So, yeah. Although I could probably put it into my radio there. But, yeah, very good. Where is the Mount Clemens repeater located?
Downtown Mount Clemens on the old county building.
Okay, I know exactly where it is. Yeah, it's got good coverage. No problem up here. A little bit of popcorn every now and again, but it comes in pretty good.
They've been having some issues with it lately, but I think they finally weeded it out. But yeah, you're really making the trip. What kind of radio are you using in antenna?
I'm actually using the FCM 300TR. It's a 5-inch weight ground brand antenna.
Copy that. No, I don't know anything about that radio or the antenna.
Yeah, the FC-300DR, it's a IMARS monitor, so it seems to be working okay.
That's good. Sounding good. Are you moving or are you stationed?
I'm moving right now. I'm heading south on Van Dyke. I just left Elmont, so yeah, it's hopefully I'm getting in okay.
Yeah, Van Dyke has a lot of valleys and hills, so you'll be in and out of it. I travel that Monday through Friday every morning, every afternoon on my way to and from work. I live, like I said, I live up here and I work down Sterling Heights.
Okay, very good. Is there another GMRS repeater around, or I think it's Troy Rachel?
Yeah, it's operational, but it's not hooked up to the network. Detroit is the other one. Get closer to Sterling Heights, you can be able to pick up Detroit.
Okay, because I only got two programs in here. I got this one, and I believe I have another one programmed. They could be Troy if I'm not mistaken, or if Troy's not hooked up. Could be another one in the local area, or down in Sterling Heights or something.
Yeah, the Troy one has a different PL tone to it.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah, I did a Mars mod on the radio, when was it, last week, and put it all back together. I had to reset the radio, then I had to reprogram everything into it. It was kind of a nightmare.
Copy that, so you're a ham amateur operator also?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct, and so I thought, hey, you know what, I heard people talking on the radio, but I couldn't transmit, so I did the Mars mod, and it was able to get it functional, working perfect, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, copy that. We're about on 53 IU right now. Yeah, you're definitely sounding real good now.
I'm actually on Van Dyke heading south. I'm at 34 Mile Road.
Okay, yeah, you're sounding great. So, yeah, I'm going to have to do a different kind of antenna setup for my radio, because, like I said, I'm in and out all the way to Van Dyke.
Yeah, what kind of radio are you using?
Right now I'm on a foul thing, can help. But I have a Reality DB20G in my truck with a Motorola antenna.
Okay, very good. Is the foul thing strictly GMRS?
Yeah, sure, it is. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't copy that. Say again?
Yes, but I have it open for everything.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's working for you, I believe. How many watts are you, how many watts is that radio?
I think it's 5. But like I said, I'm 15 miles away from the Mayville repeater, and that's a very powerful repeater.
Yeah, very good. That's working for you. One thing I got to do is I've got the control head underneath the car's driver's side seat. One thing I have to do is, because I can't get the radio to connect to my Bluetooth stereo, I'm going to have to get a speaker, run a speaker out, and put it somewhere.
I got to let you go. I've got a phone call. It's important. So nice talking to you, WSTU844. The name is Sherman. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, talk to you some other time, 73.
WRUZ 283.
Yeah, 993
for radio check.
Yeah, your radio's working.
WSHR 566, you sound good over here. 993 in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, this is WRUZ 283. How can I make the three?
She said to put them together, 1,000 pieces on a, when she can't sleep at night.
The same thing yours was doing. Yeah, mine is on. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Yeah, I hear you. WR357. WSGG772 monitoring.
WSHR 8144, yeah, copy.
WSGU844 calling WSHR566. You there?
Yeah, go ahead. This is 566.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I was getting dinner situated here. So, what's going on?
Not much, just relaxing.
Yeah, copy that. You gonna hold your daughter? Is she okay?
No, I haven't got a hold of her yet. I don't want to bother her. They're probably busy, you know, getting all the gifts and bringing them back. Because I called my future son-in-law and her, and they didn't both answer. So I'll just go ahead. Well, if there was something bad, she would have called me or something. I'm sure she does.
Copy that. Yeah, my brother called me, so I haven't talked to him in a while. I called him last week, and he never called me back. So he said, oh, did you call me last week? Yes, I did. No, I just got the notification today. Mm-hmm. Well.
Roger that.
So how's Tanya doing?
She's doing so-so. She went to that shower today, so I think she's a little tired from that, and her back's bothering her, so I'm sitting and probably standing over there. She's in her room right now, probably either calling her in or watching TV, one of the two.
Sorry to hear that, yeah. Callie can be that way. When she overdoes it, she pays for it.
Yes, sir.
When you work next?
Well, I work, let me think about my day trip. I worked Thursday. I was sick yesterday. I thought about going in tomorrow, but I think I'm going to hold off because then I work on Tuesday just to make sure I just go in tomorrow. And then I don't like calling off when I have to, you know, like, I'm not that kind of person, you know, because the guys over there know when they call in, it's a good reason. So I think I'm just going to do that. I don't think I'm even going to go to church tomorrow. I'm just going to relax and whatever.
Still not feeling up to par?
I'm so now. I don't have the cramps like I did, but I just don't want to push it, you know what I'm saying?
Got a sign out front of Station 3 that are looking for part-time firefighters.
Yeah, we are. They had four take an agility test, was it last week, so I don't know what they're doing. Who knows? You know, I just go in and do my job. There's people there who are all full-time, and I don't know. Like I said, Sherman, I don't get involved with it. I just go in and do my job, and I try to stay out of it. But a lot of times,
yeah, you're starting to break up their seven. Are they putting them through training, or they're just hiring people that are qualified?
No, they don't do that no more. You gotta have at least fire one, fire two, and EMT to get on that. They don't pay for no more training anymore.
See that. Yeah, because I serviced that shell station at the corner of Elizabeth and Grossbeck, and I see every now and then, I'll see guys that have the procedures from the training facility in there. They come in before they go to school.
Yeah, affirmative on that. My goofy dog is out here eating sticks. I guess he doesn't get enough food in the house. He's got to eat sticks.
Yeah, but they're all like that. My two dogs that I used to have were the same way. They love to chew on a stick.
Well, my dog is one in a million.
Copy that.
I can't believe how cold here. I got my hoodie on here, and it feels like fall. And I got a pool, and it feels like fall, not summer. Something better give here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's 50 up here. Yeah, this is crazy. And it's only supposed to go up to 57 tomorrow, I think, something like that.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I think tonight or tomorrow. I think the call for it tomorrow.
I heard earlier last week that they were talking about rain for Monday and Tuesday and that. I hope not. I'm going to let you go. Our dinner's about ready there, buddy. So I just thought I'd get back with you. So you have a good evening and tell the other half we said hi. And we'll talk again later or tomorrow. All right. So have a good evening. WSGU844. I'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, nice talking, sir. I'm going to tell Kelly I said hi, and we'll see about next week, and maybe we can meet up there at the thing up there in Goodall's, maybe. I haven't decided yet, but I'll let you know. Yeah, have a good evening tonight, like I said, and I'll talk to you later. WSHR 566 clear.
Roger, roger. Talk to you later, buddy.
WSHW556, mobile and monitoring. 772, monitoring. Thank you.
WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSDM 993 mobile, 793 Dave, are you around? USBM 993 clear and monitoring the frequency.
Don't have a call sign.
Any leaky lips out there?
Out here, WSBM 993.
I hear you, WSBM 717. HP 717 checking in.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Station 772, go ahead.
SDM 993, portable monitoring.
WSDY 438, Emily Shepard.
WSBM 993 monitoring portable. WSBM 993 portable for radio check. Anybody copy?
WRFF 290 coming in loud and clear there, radio check.
Copy that, Barry. I appreciate it very much. WSBM 993 clear monitoring.